You see, debt is no longer needed. Debt is no longer needed. Yet, like the monkeys, we do not question its validity or why we believe that way. All right. Myth two. If I loan money to friends or relatives, I'm helping them. Truth. If I loan money to a friend or relative, the relationship will be strained or destroyed. Dave says you need to ask yourself, is that relationship worth $50 or $100 or $1,000, whatever that loan is? That friend in their mind will always have the loan hanging over their head, and your relationship will change into a servant-lender relationship. If you have loaned a friend or family member, call them and tell them it's a gift. Don't worry about it. I've experienced this myself. Right after I got out of college, I helped a friend. He lived with me, and I paid his half of the rent and everything. For a couple years, it ended up. I thought I was doing him a favor. Ever since that started, our friendship started dwindling down. I haven't talked to him for 20 years. And I still haven't seen a dollar or a penny of that. Not that I expect it. But I haven't talked to him enough to know, to tell him, so he'll know. He was one of my best friends in college. And I've lost that relationship when I should have just said, hey, keep it. I'm glad I could help. See what I'm saying? Myth three. By co-signing a loan, I am helping a friend or relative. Truth, be ready to repay the loan. The bank wants a co-signer for a reason, which is that they don't expect the friend or relative to pay. Dave says, if you co-sign a loan, figure in the payments in your budget. Proverbs 22, 26, and 27 says, do not be one of those who give pledges who become a surety for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why shouldn't your bed be taken from under you? As easy as it is to get credit these days, you know there is some issue with your friend or your relative that a bank won't lend them money. Now it's getting a little bit more difficult in the last several months. Proverbs 17:18. It is senseless to give a pledge to become surety for a neighbor. Myth four. Cash advance, payday loans, rent to own are needed to help lower income people get ahead. Truth. These rip-off examples of predatory lending are designed to take advantage of lower-income people and benefit only the owners of the companies making the loans. Dave calls these lenders the scum of the scum of the bottom feeders. The $25 service charge equates to over 650% interest annually. People that use these services will remain at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder because they can't overcome 650%. And then people that lend the money know that. St. Luke's, the church that I was just at before coming here, and before I was actually there several years ago, went to Jeff City. They and several other churches took like three of those 50-passenger buses to Jeff City so that they could lobby against these payday loans. Even though they weren't happy with what happened, they did get the interest to come down a little bit because of their efforts. But they're still out there in the city. Almost every street corner has one. Myth five, 90 days same as cash equals using other people's money for free. Truth, 90 days is not the same as cash. If you flash cash in front of the manager, he or she will reduce the cost. Also, 88% of us do not pay those back in 90 days. And guess what happens in that case? We get charged, 24 to 38% interest rate from the day that you purchased them. You hear what I'm saying? Myth six, car payments are a way of life. You'll always have one. Truth. Staying away from car payments by driving reliable used cars is what the average millionaire does. That is one way he or she became a millionaire. USA Today notes that the average car payment is $378 over 55 months. And most people think that a car payment is a way of life. Let's think about this just for a minute. If you invested $378 a month from the age you were 25 until you were 65, a normal working lifetime, in the average mutual fund averaging 12%, the 70-year stock average, you would have $4,447,084.01 at the age of 65. Dave says, I hope you like your car.